You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Last night, the third reading of the Conversion Practices Prohibition Bill passed its reading in Parliament. The bill will make it illegal to change or suppress someone's sexual orientation, gender identity, or gender expression. Performing conversion practices on minors can now carry a prison sentence of 3 years. The bill passed last night with almost unanimous support, with the exception of 8 National MPs. This morning, I spoke with the Executive Director of Auckland Pride about the passing of this bill and what it means for the rainbow community.
This news has kind of made headlines around the world. What does this mean for the rainbow community moving forward?
I mean, I think what it means for our community is that Parliament has sent a loud and clear message to queer New Zealanders, but also to all New Zealanders, that these practices are abhorrent, they're harmful, and that they won't be tolerated in Aotearoa anymore. And that is a really powerful message, because conversion practices kind of striked at the heart of what it meant to be queer or trans. It was an attack on our identities. And so to have these practices banned not just affirmed at the identities of who, you know, queer and trans people, you know, who we say we are, but it actually sends a clear message that actually who we say we are is accepted, loved, and part of this modern Aotearoa, which is incredibly exciting. And around the world, I think, sends a louder message that actually, you know, Aotearoa is one of the first countries in the world to put a national ban on this practice. And so I think it'll encourage other lawmakers around the world and other activists around the world to push even harder, because they'll see that it's possible. So it's really exciting.
This bill passed with near unanimous support, except for 8 National MPs. Do you think that this bill could have been stronger and wider reaching?
I think there were a couple of things that we would have liked to seen, you know, with regards to the strengthening of the bill. So I think, for example, the requirement for the Attorney General to sign off on prosecution was, we thought, a threshold that was quite high, and also kind of exemplified that concern was kind of realised when the Shadow Attorney General voted against the bill last night. So, you know, of course, there are concerns around, you know, that being politicised, and so that was a concern we raised. I also think that there were opportunities to strengthen the role of the bill to support survivors who'd been through conversion therapy, so ACC, you know, funding for counselling, that kind of thing. I don't think the bill needed to be more wide-reaching. I think the bill was really good at clearly defining what a practice was and defining what a practice wasn't and outlawing those. So I think, look, it is a pretty good bill. I think there were obviously things that could have been improved about it, but, you know, this bill will change lives.
Obviously, banning conversion therapy isn't the same as ending it completely. And what are the next steps for ending these practices in New Zealand?
I think the kind of first step is just seeing the impact of the legislation, seeing if it actually makes a difference anecdotally. I think one of the most interesting places that where we'll be hearing this is within the medical profession, especially around, you know, trans and non-binary identities, because, of course, conversion practices in those spaces were already deemed an unethical practice within the kind of medical profession code. But the Counting Ourselves report showed that I think 16% of trans and non-binary individuals had experienced conversion practices in a medical setting. So I think what will be really interesting is that to see the impact of this legislation from an anecdotal perspective and see if it actually has worked. And of course, you know, I think what we are all very aware of is that this bill is a deterrent. We don't think we'll see widespread prosecutions as a result of this bill. We think it will be a deterrent, and it sends a message, and I think that message is really strong. So I think, you know, what we will kind of continue to monitor is the impact of the legislation, but also see, you know, I think conversion practices don't exist in a vacuum either. They exist within the context of an unaccepting society or unaccepting individuals of, you know, queer and trans people. So I think the work to root out conversion therapy actually lies in the kind of wider program of work that needs to be done to achieve justice and equity for our rainbow community, so that there aren't actually people who believe that those types of practices need to be carried out in the first place.
So it is a good start for kind of moving towards a more inclusive society, isn't it?
It's a fantastic step, and I think there have been, you know, steps, you know, going back as far as 86.
Wow.
And every kind of step along that way has helped to change society. I mean, even you think of the marriage equality bill, there aren't that many people at the moment that would think that that is something that shouldn't be in place. And so I think that these types of legislative achievements are really important in terms of, like, furthering the conversation, furthering progress, and furthering society's acceptance of our rainbow community.
I also spoke with the Green Party's rainbow spokesperson, Dr. Elizabeth Kirikiri, about the bill and the Green Party's fight to bring it to Parliament. I first asked her about her thoughts and feelings about the bill finally passing.
I'm really excited about it. It's a big achievement for our country, and it means other people will follow our lead in this. But it sends a clear message that this is not the kind of behaviour that's acceptable in this country anymore. And to those who have suffered for it, that we recognise the trauma that they have faced, and we want to do something about it.
And obviously conversion therapy practices have been debunked and proven to be harmful for quite a while now. Why has it taken so long for conversion therapy to be banned in Aotearoa?
I think that it was invisible for a long time, and the nature of it is often quite secret, because when something is happening in your own home and in your own community or your place of worship, then you're part of that community or that whānau, and you don't want to get anyone else in trouble. And sometimes you don't recognise the situation you're in until you leave it. And the discomfort might grow, and the mental, the, you know, psychological dissonance might grow, but it's really difficult to, you know, sometimes to reach out for help. And I think it's the call has been growing for a long time to get rid of this practice, and I'm just really pleased that we're finally at that point.
You launched a petition around this time last year to ban conversion therapy. The petition gathered more than 150,000 signatures. What impact do you think that had in forcing the government to act?
I think that they, that's it, it forced the government to act. Absolutely, they ran on our conversion practices, on banning it in their campaign. But when I wrote to the minister as soon as I got elected, they said they had no plans to bring it to the House anytime soon. So making the petition and the huge response that we got from New Zealanders was just saying, actually, you need to put it on the agenda now. And that's what they did. And now, a year later, nearly to the exact date, it's in law. And so we will take full credit for that, because they were not going to do it then.
It's a monumental step for the LGBT community. What does the passing of this bill mean for the community moving forward?
It's another step for our community. It's the recognition of the rights of rainbow people. It's recognition of some forms of discrimination that are only faced by people in rainbow communities. And we acknowledge there are many people out there who don't belong to local groups, that aren't connected online with other people, and that they're individuals throughout this country who, I hope this sends a message to all of them to say that there are people here in Parliament, in the community, who are fighting for them, who are aware of the issues that are going on, and will keep doing that. So It's a big deal. And I'm getting messages from around the world from people who are really excited to see this happen.
This morning on Breakfast, producer Zoe also spoke to National Party Health spokesperson Dr. Shane Reti about the passing of this bill. Dr. Reti was one of the 8 National MPs who voted against it.
The bill to ban conversion therapy in Aotearoa was passed last night after its third and final reading. It's a huge overdue win for the LGBTQIA plus communities here in Aotearoa. Conversion therapy is an awful practice with incredibly negative, long-lasting effects on those who have been subjected to it. And it's not grounded in any science. As health spokesperson, would you say that the passing of this bill would also be a win for legitimising our health practices in Aotearoa?
So certainly 99% of the bill is supported and around the abhorrent practices that you're talking about that have been accompanied with gay conversion therapy that just quite simply needed to stop. And I think what this bill has done is that it's encouraged a level of conversation between professionals and the media and the public around what is reasonable and acceptable practice. So normally these sort of things would be driven out of the medical fraternity. This has probably actually been more driven out of social environment and then picked up by Parliament. So it's normally a medical fraternity developing the policies and the concepts, bottom up, if you like. This is actually top down at one level with Parliament mandating it, but it's in response to a ground up response from social avenues. So it's a little bit different and kind of interesting in that respect. So that's been useful, that where there's clearly an abhorrent medical practice, that the voice of the community can lift up, and Parliament will make the call instead of the medical organisations. There remains some concern, I believe, around the reasonable right of a reasonable parent to have reasonable discussions with their children, and we'll have to see how that plays out, whether that turns out to be a legitimate concern or not. May well end up in front of the courts, but here it is, as of last night, this bill has passed.
And almost all MPs voted in favour of the bill, and the eight who didn't, yourself included, were from the National Party. The leader of End Conversion Therapy New Zealand, Shanil Lal, has said that we never want to see those eight National MPs who voted against conversion therapy at Pride ever again. Do you have a comment or response to this?
Oh, well, as I said, all these discussions need to be with mutual respect, and so I'll respect their view and mutually expect them to respect mine. The concern was very clear. The reasonable right of a reasonable parent to have a reasonable conversation with their children. Clarity was sought with supplementary order papers seeking clarity to be included in the bill, and they were voted down. So, you know, conclusions can be drawn from that.
That was Auckland Pride Executive Director Max Tweedy, Greens MP Dr Elizabeth Kirikiri and Nationals Shane Reti talking about the banning of conversion therapy in Aotearoa.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.